Dear God, do you believe in atheists? I met a waitress today, said she didn't believe in you. So I guess she's free on Christmas. It wasn't just that she didn't believe in you, though. It was like she was really ticked off that you aren't there. I wondered if you missed her birthday. She looked really tired, too. When you die, that's it, she says. So here she is slaving away at this little nickel-a-day job. I wonder what kind of bigger picture she might see for doing all the little stuff on a daily basis. I don't exactly have a picture of you in my wallet either, I told her. I'm just kind of trusting that you're getting my emails. I got no real proof, but I have lived through some really interesting coincidences. I was told that this is your way of remaining anonymous. Now, why would you want to do that? This is exactly why people don't think you're there. Sometimes I think you like to play a little game of hide-and-seek, but a lot of people really just aren't in the mood. Personally, I think she might have been stepped on one too many times. Doesn't seem like she's having a lot of fun running her own life. But here's where I think you were really there, because I'm wanting to give her a 30% tip. I know that's not me. I think you are pushing me into doing it. Lord, I don't have the money to start paying off all the angry, hopeless people in the world. Anyway, I hope you can convince her that you exist, because now it looks like I'm just talking to myself. Thanks for letting me share. Amen. It's Brian, your lunatic friend. This is a prayer you won't hear in church. In fact, I wrote a whole prayer book called Dear God, Really? Because prayers matter, and a lot of the real ones don't happen in church. The book is available on Kindle, by the way, under Brian Duncan, Prayers You Won't Hear in Church. In the coming weeks, I'm going to repost my favorites from that book in an audio clip on nutshellsermons.com. But some of the prayers in this book are not ready for prime time. You'll have to read them by yourself. And be sure to listen to my two-minute antagonistic devotions here weekly, because they keep me from being weekly.